Surah Maryam, verses 66 to 82.
لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّا. And human beings who are in denial of resurrection and in afterlife say, أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّا. What? When I am dead and reduced to dust, would I be raised up alive from my grave? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds and says, أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانِ. Does such a human being not realize, أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ, that we created him previously from nothing. There was no trace. وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا. And there was no trace of him at all. So if he were given an existence from complete non-existence, why could his existence not be restored? Surely it can. So insan has to reflect that I was nothing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given me an existence. Why can Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not restore an existence to me? Ayah number 68, فَوَرَبِّكْ. So by the oath of your Lord, لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ. We shall certainly revive them and gather them on the plains of resurrection. وَالشَّيَاطِينَ. Along with the devils who misled and incited them to rebellion and rejection. ثُمَّ لَنُحْضِرَنَّهُمْ حَوْلَ جَهَنَّمْ. And we will then assemble them around hell. جِثِيَّا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and on account of extreme awe and terror, they will be kneeling on their knees. جِثِيَّا, on their knees. Ayah 69. ثُمَّ لَنَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ. Ayah 69, ثُمَّ لَنَنْزِعَنَّ مِنْ كُلِّ شِيعَةٍ أَيُّهُمْ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَانِ عِتِيًّا. Then we will single out from every faction of disbelievers, such as Jews, Christians, fire worshippers, idol worshippers, we will single out, أَيُّهُمْ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَانِ, those who were most rebellious to the most compassionate one. عِتِيًّا, those who were rebellious, most rebellious. Why? So that they could be dispatched to hell before others. Ayah 70. ثُمَّ لَنَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَوْلَى بِهَا صِلِيًّا. Then it would not be that we would have to ascertain whom these elements were, because we are fully aware of those who are most deserving of entering hell first and burning therein. لَنَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَوْلَى بِهَا صِلِيًّا. So we will single them out on the basis of our knowledge and put them in hell before the rest of the disbelievers. Ayah 71. The existence of hell is an absolute certainty, and every Muslim and non-Muslim will see hell, though the nature and circumstance would differ. It would be shown to the disbelievers as their lasting abode, and so that they could be flung into it. Muslims will cross over it and enter into Jannah, and seeing it will only add to their joy for being spared from it. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. And as for sinful Muslims who will be dispatched to hell temporarily, they are also being informed about seeing hell. So there is not a single one among you except that he would arrive at it. وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Muslim or non-Muslim, either entering it temporarily if it is a sinful Muslim, or crossing over it if it is a successful Muslim. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. This promise is a binding obligation upon your Lord, which will come to pass. Everybody will come to Jahannam. Those who are the perfect believers, they will go at the speed of lightning into Jannah. And the sinful ones, unfortunately, will spend some time of cleansing and purification in Jahannam. Ayah 72. And arriving at hell should never be considered an equal occurrence for believers and disbelievers alike. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Then we shall spare those who are Allah-fearing. And on account of that, they embraced iman. They could either secure total salvation due to perfect iman, or they would be spared from residing in it eternally after being admitted into it for purification and cleansing. وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. And we shall abandon the evildoers therein, and they would be kneeling on their knees in utter grief and humiliation. The next four ayat refute some remarks made by the disbelievers. Ayah 73, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. And when our unmistakably clear and miraculous ayat verses are recited to them, which establish that the people of Iman are upon truth and the disbelievers are upon falsehood, قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Then the disbelievers say to the believers, أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيًّا. Which of us two groups is better in respect of worldly position? أَحْسَنُ مَقَامًا خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيًّا. And which of the two groups boasts a more splendid gathering? So it is evident that we conduct a more glamorous lifestyle than you, and being given superior blessings establishes that we are in a good position and approved by God. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds to this miscalculation in the upcoming verses. Ayah 74, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنِ. So the disbelievers make such a claim, and little do they reflect on how many a generation we destroyed before them, with terrifying forms of chastisement, who were finer than them, whom أحسنوا أثاثاً, who were finer than them in material possessions, and ورئيا, and more splendid in display of worldly glitter and glamour. Therefore, a people could be despised by Allah, yet boast superior worldly possessions and glamorous lifestyles. Ayah 75, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الضَّلَالَةِ. And if they really wish to know, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why they have worldly blessings. Why do they have it? مَنْ كَانَ فِي الضَّلَالَةِ. Whoever is in guidance, and it is you, O disbelievers, who are in misguidance, then فَلْيَمْدُدْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانُ مَدَّا. Then the most compassionate gives them all the more respite, despite their misguidance, so that their fate is sealed. حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَوْا مَا يُوعَدُونَ. Then when they behold what they have been promised, إِمَّا الْعَذَابِ, whether it be chastisement in this world, وَإِمَّا السَّاعَةِ, or in the next realm in the hereafter, فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ. Then they will really come to know, مَنْ هُوَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا, who is in a worse off position, وَأَضْعَفُ جُنْدًا, and weakest in force and numbers. So they boasted about their gatherings in this world, but they will be without support in any form in the hereafter. They will be weak and totally vulnerable. 70, Ayah 76, وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدًى. And in contrast to them, the condition of the believers is that Allah continues to increase the guided ones in guidance. And guidance, hidayah, is the most prized and valued asset, even if those possessing hidayah are deprived of all other worldly blessings. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, it will be evident in the hereafter that وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Imperishable deeds, بَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, imperishable deeds of righteousness, خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا, are far better in reward by your Lord, and وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدًّا, and better as an outcome. So the believers, people of Iman, will be rewarded lavishly for their good deeds, and the delights of paradise will be provided to them. Therefore, the believers are the ones who are far better off. The next four ayat deals with another remark. We can read about it. As bin Wa'il and Khabbab bin Ibn al-Arat. So they had a dispute, and that is written here. Inshallah, you can read it. Ayah 77, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ بِآيَاتِنَا. Have you seen the one who disbelieved in our verses, among which are verses relating to the reality of the afterlife? وَقَالَ, and he mockingly said, لَأُوتَيَنَّ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا. Surely I would be given vast wealth and offspring thereto, if there is an afterlife. So what he claims is worthy of being rejected. أَطَّلَعَ الْغَيْبِ. Has he peeked into the unseen? أَمِتَّخَذَ عِنْدَ الرَّحْمَانِ عَهْدًا. Or has he entered into a covenant with the most compassionate, and is that the reason for making such a claim? Kalla, by no means, he is clearly in error. Sanaktubu ma yaqul, we shall certainly record all that he says, and take him to task for it in due course. ونمد له من العذاب مدا, and punish him chastisement upon chastisement. ونرثه ما يقول, and we shall inherit from him all that he claims to possess. He will perish and have no authority over his wealth and offspring. Whatever he owned would return to the ownership of Allah, and it will not be returned to him in the hereafter as he claims. Instead, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَيَأْتِينَا فَرْدًا, he will come to us individually, all by himself. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَا, and they, the disbelievers, have taken other gods besides Allah. لِيَكُونُوا لَهُمْ عِزَّا, to be a source of invincible might for them and to be a source of honor for them. Kalla, by no means. Sayakfuruna bi'ibadatihim, they shall repudiate their worship of them. The idols and gods will disown them. Wayakununa alayhim didda, and be total adversaries to them in the hereafter. So that's a summary of this ruku. Inshallah, we'll do the tilawah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويقول الإنسان أإذا ما مت لسوف أخرج حيا أولا يذكر الإنسان أنا خلقناه من قبل ولم يك شيئا فوربك لنحشرنهم والشياطين ثم لنحضرنهم حول جهنم جثيا ثم لننزعن من كل شيعة أيهم أشد على الرحمن عتيا ثم لنحن أعلم بالذين هم أولى بها صليا وَإِنْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيًّا وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَثَاثًا وَرِئْيًا قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الضَّلَالَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ مَدًّا حَتَّى إذا رأوا ما يوعدون إما العذاب وإما الساعة فسيعلمون من هو شر مكانا وأضعف جندا ويزيد الله الذين اهتدوا هدى والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير مردا أفرأيت الذي كفر بآياتنا وقال لأوتين مالا وولدا أطلع الغيب أم اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا كلا سنكتب ما يقول ونمد له من العذاب مدا ونرثه ما يقول ويأتينا فردا واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة ليكونوا لهم عزا كلا سيكفرون بعبادتهم ويكونون عليهم ضدا
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته جزاكم الله